KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The 30-something heroine of Trainwreck, her name is Amy, explains herself by saying, "I'm just a sexual girl." This partly autobiographical romantic comedy was written by Amy Schumer from Comedy Central. She plays the starring role, and the director was Judd Apatow. Amy, the character, is trying to reconcile being an obsessively sexual girl with such menacing notions as monogamy and true love. Amy, the writer, has tried to reconcile her gift for whip-smart, razor-sharp comedy sketches with the demands of a feature film. On the whole, she hasn't pulled it off. The movie veers sharply off track toward the end. Still, the sum of its most memorable parts is great fun. Trainwreck opens with a startlingly funny fugue for solo chauvinist. It's a flashback in which Amy's lecherous father, Gordon, played by Colin Quinn, tells his two young daughters why monogamy isn't realistic. 23 years later, Amy's sister has opted for marriage in suburbia, while Amy has taken her father's lesson to heart and to bed. She puts a succession of men through sexual hoops like a trainer in a canine obedience school, thus keeping them at a safe emotional distance. And she funnels her hyperverbal skills into the columns of a medium lurid men's magazine, where she gets an assignment to do a piece on an elite-level sports doctor, Aaron. He's played by Bill Hader. That's when true love beckons and Amy recoils, writhing in self-doubt laced with self-loathing. She can't accept his feelings for her. We can, at least for a while, mainly thanks to Hader's charmingly matter-of-fact way with the role Schumer has written for him, a bright guy and a solid citizen who provides a counterweight to the dazzling zigzag spirit she's created for herself. Aaron is about to be honored by an international organization that Amy refers to in her scattered way as Doctors with Borders. Aaron's profession takes the story out into the wide world of sports. His best friend is LeBron James. Some of the sports stuff doesn't work, and some of it does really well. The film is full of terrific sequences, moments, and notions. You don't care if it feels hit or miss when there are many more hits than misses. But then Amy's life gets to be no laughing matter. The tone turns tentative, the jokes turn sour, the momentum slows, and the previously irrepressible energy feels false. The filmmakers try to regain their footing with storytelling strategies that include a leaden fantasy device and a grossly overproduced climax. But the problem can't be solved because the love affair between Amy and Aaron has itself been a fantasy from the start. In the end, it can't withstand serious scrutiny. That said, American comedy doesn't get much better than Trainwreck at its best. Amy Schumer is a fearless artist without borders. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.